Let us move on to item number 6, which is the reprovisioning of the Yau Ma Tei Police Station. This is your paper number TFK/10/2013. And I would like to welcome the following representatives from the project team to this meeting. The Hong Kong Police, from the Hong Kong Police Force, Ms. Janet Ong, Mr. M.K. Sharp, from Arch SD, Mr. Benedict Yang, the Senior Project Manager, and Mr. Lawrence Kwan, also Senior Project Manager. From Simon Kwan and Associates Limited, Mr. Michael Yam, Director, and Mr. Alex Ho, Project Architect. And from Hip Hing Engineering Company Limited, Mr. Marco Liu, Project Manager. So on this item, may I invite members to declare interest, if any? If not, as a background, members may like to note that actually the Yau Ma Tei Police Station is currently situated at a site between the Public Square Street and Canton Street in Yau Ma Tei, and it will be affected by the alignment of the Central Kowloon route. Now, since the operation of the police would be affected and there is a need for additional police services as well in the district, a new police station would be constructed in a site at Yau Cheung Road, which falls within the harbourfront area. So the police and RHSD would like to seek members' view on the detailed design of this Yau Ma Tei police station. May I now invite Mr. Bernard Yang of RHSD and Mr. Michael Yam of Simon Kwan and Associates to present your paper with the aid of the PowerPoint. Please give your presentation in about 15 minutes and then there will be some questions and answers. Mr. Yang, please.
我会用广东话去present我哋。好，可以嘅。主席，同埋各位成员，我系建筑署嘅高级工程策划经理杨文涛。好高兴今日我哋可以同埋我哋嘅委托部门香港警务处同我哋嘅建筑设计师关士明建筑师事务所有限公司嚟到同各位简述一下位于油麻地有长道。新油麻地警署的设计，由于中九龙干线工程需要占用现时的油麻地警署，为确保在工程期间能继续为市民提供警署的现有服务，因此，可以。
Sorry, I think 我哋有啲委員需要一個 SI， 希望我哋準備好可以聽到你嘅。
我陣再嚟過。
係啦，好嘛，唔好意思，係嚇。等我呢度，我哋等佢哋全部準備好你哋嘅 SI 先啦。Can you give me a signal when your SI is ready? Okay, Sujata, take your time. Take your time.Is it working now? It wasn't. Oh, there's no translation. Maybe I think we need to. Which channel? Is there a channel? he said.三個台都是廣東話喎，係咪啊？唔該。We do have interpreters at the back. Sorry. So we just have to make sure the channel 2 is now channel 2. Okay. 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 唔好意思，唔該你 Benedict。
唔緊要，
而家可以開始。
我坐嚟，由頭嚟個好
冇？唔該，唔該。
Okay. 主席同埋各位成員，我係建築署嘅高級工程師楊文濤。高級工程策劃經理楊文濤好高興今日我哋可以同埋我哋嘅委託部門香港警務處同埋建築設計師關士明建築師事務所有限公司 嚟到同各位簡述一下位於油麻地右長道新油麻地警署嘅設計。由於中九龍幹線工程需要佔用現時嘅油麻地警署，為確保在工程期間能繼續為市民提供警署嘅現有服務，因此我哋需要喺九龍西九龍填海區興建新油麻地警署，作為中九龍幹線嘅前置工程項目。為咗方便市民，計劃用作重置油麻地警署嘅有長度用地係位於現有油麻地警署附近，側邊其實係御金閣峰。在路政署進行的公眾參與的活動期間，我們是得到公眾支持重置油麻地警署的安排。我們在2013年的2月就重置油麻地警署的建議諮詢了油尖旺區議會社區建設委員會，並得到議員支持有關的計劃。我們亦於同年3月諮詢立法會交通事務委員會，亦得到委員會支持這個項計劃。我們亦都在5月和6月分別得到立法會公務小組委員會及財務委員會支持並通過撥款。簡單的背景我就介紹完，現在就由關士明建築事務所有限公司的設計師代表任瑞華同各位介紹一下新油麻地警署的設計。
咁多位午安。OK， 依個係第一張 slide 啦。其實睇一睇到咧，就依個就係我哋嗰、那個基地嗰個 location， 即係嗰、那個那個位置啦。咁佢其實離開依一個海邊咧，就西邊大概係600米左右，南邊咧就係1.1公里，即係1100米左右。咁其實離個海岸線都一段距離嘅。咁附近呢度就係有新油麻地嘅避風塘啦，咁呢邊就係個西九龍嘅填海區、西九龍嘅文化區。咁呢一個淺藍色，我哋即係著色嘅部分咧，就係嗰、那個 zone 係要under 呢個 zone 嘅話咧，就要嚟呢個 committee 去做一個 presentation， 攞到大家嘅意見嘅。咁亦都睇睇個基地附近嘅狀況啦。咁頭先阿 Benny 都提過啦，咁呢個就係我哋嗰個地盤嘅範圍嘅紅色嘅部分。咁啊個南邊咧就係有個住宅嘅項目係即係啱啱建成嘅啫，叫御金閣峰 The Coronation。咁喺佢嘅東邊咧，呢個就進發花園係一個房協嘅房屋嘅發展計劃。咁呢個就係現有嘅油麻地警署。咁佢哋兩個地方咧，其實都相對嚟講係比較近嘅。咁佢北面咧就係一個理工大學專上學院一個社區大學。咁喺佢嘅西邊咧就係其實一啲未發展嘅空地。咁啊再出咧就係嗰個避風塘啦。咁我哋嗰、那個油麻地警署咧就係11层高。咁其實嗰、那個佢嘅高度咧係52米。咁喺佢嘅南邊呢個御金閣峰咧，其實係有32层高。咁其實佢個總高度其實125米，係比我哋嗰、那個警署係高出一大截嘅。咁另外再南邊咧，就係、是、呢個係好多年㗎啦，即係文英樓、文慧樓嘅項目，就係18层嘅左右。咁亦都比我哋嗰個項目高嘅。咁亦都有一啲立體嘅圖片啦，睇到我哋嗰、那個地盤周圍嘅環境啦。呢、這個一號嗰個就係我哋嗰、那個新嘅油麻地警署啦。三呢、這個部分就係御金閣峰，呢、這個就係嗰個新嘅住宅發展項目。咁喺我哋嘅隔離咧嚇，或者我翻以前張 slide， 我講漏咗一個比較重要嘅部分。呢、這個咧就係將來嗰、那個中九龍嘅叫做Kowloon Central Cross 中九龍幹線嘅匯合嘅部分。咁佢上面咧就係、是、有一個好大型嘅園林嘅設計嘅，亦都係一個提升咗個園林設計嘅。咁一陣間我哋會有多啲圖片去介紹一個部分。咁變咗喺我哋個基地隔離咧，係一個好大型嘅園林喺度嘅。 咁啊睇翻呢張 slides， 咁你見到一個立體嘅圖片啦，呢、這個就是我哋嗰個新景處嘅項目啦，後面就係進發花園。咁呢個咧，以呢個部分咧就係、是、呢個園林提升咗嘅園林啊，一個 landscape deck 嚟嘅嚇。咁亦都係一個 aerial view， 即係一個衛星圖片望翻落去啦。一呢個部分就係我哋嘅地盤啦，即係新嘅人物啲景處啦。二就係呢一個園林嘅 deck 啦。三就係呢個御金國風嘅發展項目嚇。咁、你見到即係周圍呢度隔離咧，係呢個係我哋基地嘅呢邊嘅西邊咧，其實有一大截嘅高速公路嚟嘅，跟住就到海邊嘅啦。咁呢個咧就其實係我哋現有嘅發展嘅藍圖嘅一個 site plan 嚟嘅。咁隔離一個landscape deck 咧，或者呢一個叫園林嘅發展咧，其實就未有嘅，因為其實佢個發展時間表咧係比我哋呢一個警署咧係遲嘅，即係而家約莫嗰個時間表係大概係2015至到2020年。呢個係一個大概嘅時間表啫，即係未係一個落實嘅時間表嚟嘅。咁呢個就係我哋嗰、那個警署啦。咁呢個就隔離喺南邊嘅御金國風嘅住宅項目，呢邊就係一個進發花園啦。咁你可以見到咧，我哋其實個警署周圍依家啲空地嚟嘅啫，仲未有一個發展嘅，要等將來呢條道路交匯點發展完畢，先至會再起一個上蓋嘅園林設計嘅。咁而家就睇到將來，即係可能係十年後或者五年後，即係當一切都發展完畢嘅時候咧，就成個園林嘅設計。咁依一度咧就係我哋嘅警署啦。咁依度係有一個花園嘅項目。咁跟住咧，依一個係一個波道咧，就將啲市民可以帶上一個園林嘅平台嗰度嘅。喺個園林平台咧，就依三邊都係離地有十幾米嘅。咁啊，差唔多係一個瞭望台咁嘅性質啦。咁依一度就全部一啲綠化嘅項目，咁同我哋嗰、那個警署嗰、那個鋪廉嘅部分咧，都相當接近嘅。咁依度係有一個有立體嘅圖啦，咁睇到我哋個警署同埋嗰個周圍嘅園林平台嗰個關係。咁亦都頭先有提過啦，依、這個就係我哋嘅警署啦，出面呢就係一個花園嘅部分。呢、這個花園部分咧，其實有一個波道，一個 ramp， 就可以將啲市民咧慢慢咁喺經過一個斜坡咧，帶上去依一個園林嘅平台度嘅嚇。咁咧就我哋警署嘅正門咧，其實就喺一個部分，亦都喺一個有長路。嘅依個一條掘頭嘅路嚟嘅，行到尾咧就係我哋嘅警署嘅入口啦。咁藍色嗰個箭嘴咧就指住一般嘅行人去嘅入口部分。咁依個綠色嘅箭嘴就指住嗰啲警車啊，或者係用依個警署嗰啲私家車嘅入口。咁依個係一條車路啦，咁就會經過依條車路就入去我哋嘅警署嘅停車場。咁亦都依一張 slide 就睇到我哋依個警署設計嘅四面啦嚇。咁依個綠色嘅部分我哋 highlight 咗啦，就亦都係將來依一個園林嘅平台起好咗之後嗰、那個大致嘅 level 嚟嘅嚇。即係你見到依度有個波道啦，慢慢將啲市民可以帶到去依一個平台嘅最高點，就做一個好似觀望台嘅性質，就可以望到周圍嘅環境嘅嚇。咁依個咧就係我哋嘅北立面啦。咁我哋主要係一啲幾部分啦，有有啲辦公室啦喺上面啦，有啲更衣室啊，喺個podium嗰部分咧都有啲停車場俾啲警車去使用嘅。依北面嘅話咧，我哋就頭先都提過噶啦，就我哋向出嚟咧就係依個理工嘅嘅專上學院啦嚇。咁我哋係喺依個中間嘅部分咧，都有一個空中花園嘅，係俾一啲警察嘅同事去使用嘅嚇。咁向東嘅部分咧，就係、是我哋嘅正門個入口啦。咁亦都係一個比較窄身嘅設計。咁亦都係大部分都係一啲辦公室同埋一啲更衣室嘅部分嚟嘅，或者警署各個唔同嘅部門嘅辦公用途嚇。咁我哋嘅外牆嗰個物料咧，主要都係一啲玻璃幕牆啊，或者係鋁金屬板啊咁樣。咁喺我哋嗰個 podium 部分咧，我哋就用咗好多vertical greening 嘅，即係垂直嘅綠化設施。 咁就盡量係同周圍嘅環境去配合啦，同埋同呢個將來起好嘅提升咗嘅綠化平台係盡量配合嘅。一向西方面咧，就即係其實喺海方面望埋嗰個景觀嚟嘅嚇。咁依邊隔離就嗰個綠化平台，依、這個就係我哋嗰、那個podium 嘅設計嚟嘅。隔離就依一個雨金國風嗰個住宅項目啦。咁向南嗰方面咧，其實就對正我哋依個雨金國風，最主要就係一啲啲玻璃幕牆嘅設計。咁呢度有一張立體嘅透視圖啦，就睇到有長路行到盡頭嘅時候咧，一個部分就係我哋嘅大門啊正門嘅入口。咁啲市民去用呢個警署或者報案嘅話咧，就喺、是、一個正門入口嗰度去進入嘅。嚇，咁啊依一個部分咧就係、是、我哋樓上嘅警署啦。咁依一個部分咧就係、是、我哋嘅停車場。咁我哋亦都喺呢度咧就做咗好多垂直嘅綠化。咁呢個停車場咧就係、是、盡量係做自然通風嘅。咁所以呢啲係一啲vertical 嘅 grill 嚟嘅啫。咁就係盡量係即係 promote 啲 natural ventilation 去依、這個停車嘅部分嘅。咁一個咧亦都睇到嗰個汽車嘅入口啦。咁呢啲警車就喺呢度出入㗎啦。咁三呢個部分咧，亦都係嗰個提升咗嘅綠化平台，將來會起好嘅。咁呢一個就係另一個角度啦。咁呢一個角度就睇到呢個雨金國風同埋我哋個警署個關係啦。咁其實隔離嗰個發展其實係比我哋高出咗一大截嘅。咁呢個咧就係、是、最初我頭先提過一個喺花園嘅部分，慢慢經過一個坡道就行到一個提升咗嘅綠化平台。咁一個咧就係喺西面望落去我哋嗰個地盤嗰度嘅。咁你見到後面就進發花園啦，其實高度都比我哋都高出一大部分。咁依個就係嗰個雨金國風，咁亦都係差唔多高到我哋一倍嘅。咁前面咧依個虛線嘅部分咧就係嗰個綠化平台，將來起好咗之後咧，咁其實大部分我哋個警署嘅鋪連嘅部分咧，將來如果依、這個綠化平台起好咗之後咧，其實都會俾佢遮擋住嘅。咁其實最主要望到出嚟咧，就係、是、我哋依個嘅塔樓嘅部分啦。咁依個其實依條線去到依條線咧，就係、是、我哋嗰個地盤嘅兩邊嚟嘅。咁你見到其實我哋向海嗰邊咧，主要嘅塔樓部分其實都係差唔多佔據咗一半或者少過一半嘅。咁藍色嘅部分咧，見到就其實係中空咗出嚟。咁其實 for 一個地區嘅 site ventilation 方面咧，亦都即係會做得好好噶啦。咁亦都係唔會阻擋住後邊呢啲住宅嗰個視線嘅。咁呢一個咧，亦都係頭先有提過啦。一個就係我哋一個 aerial view 啦，嚇。咁啊，睇見我哋個警署啦，依、這個綠化平台啦，隔離嘅雨金國風啦，依、這、一個咧就嗰個隔離依個公園，其實嗰個望翻上去嗰個平台嗰、那個一個透視圖嚟嘅。咁啊，遠景就見到依、這個理工大學嘅嚇。咁依一個咧就係、是、我哋將來起好咗警署之後嘅正門入口。咁啊，主要係一個玻璃幕牆嘅設計，盡量有一啲天然光入到依、這個正門嗰度。咁呢個就係現有呢個有長路嗰個情況啦，後面就是理工大學，咁呢個係被發展嘅，咁我哋將來嘅警署就會喺呢一度發展出嚟㗎啦。咁至於我哋間大廈嗰個園林設計咧，除咗我哋啲垂直嘅綠化喺個立面度會做到好多之外咧，咁其實我哋嗰個平台咧，我哋其實個平台係俾啲警察嚟做休憩作用啊，同埋做一個 parade ground 嘅一個操場嘅嚇。咁我哋喺呢個平台上面都會盡量做好多綠化嘅設計。咁其實喺呢幅外牆咧，我哋都會係將呢啲平台嘅綠化咧，盡量係即係垂翻出嚟，等呢個立面咧係多一啲綠化嘅。咁亦都盡量同隔離嗰個園林嘅平台咧，係視覺上係盡量配合嘅。咁頭先提過啦，喺我哋個北立面咧，我哋中即係依個塔樓嘅中間嘅部分，亦都係有一個空中花園，我哋都會有一啲嘅綠化設施會喺依一度嘅，喺六樓嘅部分。咁其實喺我哋個警署嘅中央咧，其實我哋係一個 open courtyard 嘅。咁其實依個 open courtyard 就係係喺個canteen 嘅隔離。咁其實主要係俾嗰啲警察人員可以即係有一個休憩嘅部分咁解嘅啫，亦都係可以等依間警署咧係可以盡量係可以自然通風嘅。咁至於要油麻地警署，我哋其實亦都做咗好多環保嘅設施嘅。咁其實可以喺依、這個 立體嘅拼圖裏面咧可以睇到嘅。咁我哋其實 A 嘅部分咧就係、上面係一啲機電嘅設施啦。咁機電設施我哋會盡量係有一啲嘅 louvers 同埋一啲silencer， 即係一啲滅聲器，使到呢啲機械所生產出嚟嘅噪音咧係盡量減省，就唔會影響到周圍嘅環境嘅。咁頭先提過啦，我哋有一個 central 嘅 courtyard， 咁我哋盡量係想多啲嘅天然光係滲透入到警署嘅部分嘅。咁呢亦都係嗰啲 silencer 嘅設計啦。咁喺我哋屋頂部分咧，亦都有好多嘅太陽能板嘅或者太陽能熱水嘅設施。咁啊，盡量係利用呢一個太陽能嚟俾一啲熱水俾啲警察，因為警察喺個更衣嘅部分咧係有啲沐浴嘅設施，咁所以我哋盡量用呢啲太陽能嚟俾一啲熱水佢哋嘅。咁至於個警察嘅辦公樓啊，或者其他嘅部分咧，我哋都盡量係可以開窗嘅。雖然我哋係一個玻璃幕牆嘅設計，但係我哋嗰啲係俾咗好多生窗佢，即係呢啲全部一啲 open bow window 嚟嘅。咁其實作用有兩樣啦。咁其實就係可以增加佢自然通風啦。咁同埋即係變咗喺冬天或者係一啲氣候適合嘅時候咧，佢哋可以選擇唔開冷氣，就用開窗嚟做一個自然通風嘅。咁亦都頭先提過，我哋喺podium 嘅部分咧，我哋都喺做咗好多垂直嘅 vertical greening 垂直嘅綠化。咁啊，盡量係喺市民望到嘅地方咧，我哋盡量做一啲綠化。咁亦都喺個平台花園度，你見到咧，我哋都做咗好多綠化部分㗎啦。咁希望同將來嘅依個平台嘅綠化平台咧，有一個互相嘅配合。咁至於我哋嘅辦公樓方面，亦都有好多遮陽嘅設施啦，horizontal 嘅 sun shading device。咁至於我哋所有選用嘅綠化嘅植物咧，盡量都係一啲 local species 本地嘅品種，咁等佢嗰個生存率係大大提高咯。咁啊，依個係一個biodiversity 嘅設計嚟嘅嚇。咁我哋嘅 car park 嘅部分咧，即係一個咧就係喺我個 podium 呢個咧，就主要係一個停車場，係停泊即係各種各類型嘅警車啦。咁我哋都係盡量係做到係自然通風嘅，雖然佢嘅範圍都相當大，咁但係因為我哋盡量三邊都係開曬呢啲通風嘅設施，咁希望佢能夠自然通風嘅。咁亦都我哋喺周邊亦都係盡可能做一啲 peripheral 嘅 tree planting 啦，亦都用一啲本地嘅品種咯。咁喺個入口嘅部分咧，我哋就係做咗一個比較大嘅玻璃幕牆。咁有兩個原因啦，一就係即係等一個警局嘅正門係盡量係transparent 盡量透明啦。咁變咗就有啲人好容易睇到入邊發生咩事啦。咁亦都係將大量嘅天然嘅光線帶到入去警署，咁盡量係減省呢個artificial lighting 噶啦。咁我哋亦都喺個正門嗰度咧，亦都有一個簾縫嘅一個 canopy 嘅，咁就變咗係盡量等啲市民用呢個入口嘅時候咧，就比較覺得舒適。咁我今日嘅 presentation 喺依度係咁多啦，唔該曬。
多謝曬你嘅講解，或者而家我邀請委員有冇意見想發表咧？Suki。
其實我諗大方向方面咧都係非常值得支持嘅，咁但係我另外一個考慮咧，其實係一個建議嚟嘅啫，對翻呢個項目嘅倡議人。因為我哋講緊呢個係一個重置嘅項目啦，喺舊區搬入去新區。咁舊嘅警署就係同呢個油麻地社區個關係好密切啦。搬咗去新嘅地方，就變咗同海濱個關係就變咗好密切。咁喺設計上，頭先嗰個景觀啊，建築方面嘅設計係非常足夠啦。咁我就反而諗一諗，將來喺嗰個運作上面咧，會唔會有啲運作上面可以考慮埋配合翻呢個海濱方面嘅管理運作咧？咁譬如話我哋講緊嘅群眾管理啊、風險管理啊、交通管理方面啦，係咪將來喺嗰個新嘅建築物入邊？嗰、那個運作模式係可以能夠係支援到嗰個海濱將來嗰啲項目嘅運作咧，呢個係我嘅建議嚟嘅啫。多謝。
係KK。係
主席，就我見到個啲slide咧，就提及到好多 greening 都係值得支持嘅。咁其中佢都提及過好多次係 vertical greening， 但我就睇唔到個 extension 因為嗰啲 vertical greening 咧，如果你少少咧係冇乜意思嘅，即係我提議就係盡量咧嚇，即係 vertical wall 就用 vertical greening 啦嚇。咁就另外我亦都提議咧，就係如果個 roof 都可以 green roof 最好啦嚇，就呢個我提議啫。
多謝你。Bernadette 或者任生有冇回应咧？跟住我哋委员再提问。
好多谢提出嘅意见。咁其实我哋头先喺呢个立面嘅设计度咧，其实都睇到我哋大致上垂直嘅绿化嘅部分啦。咁其实最主要咧，我哋嘅东面啊，东立面呢一度啦，就系因为我哋嘅正门入口，咁啊大部分嘅市民咧会经过呢个部分去入呢个警署嘅。咁所以我哋喺一幅墙度咧，就其实系做咗一个垂直绿化嘅设计。咁亦都喺正门，因为其实我哋嗰个基地其实都唔系好大啊，或者我睇翻个西边系啦。咁你见到其实呢一度咧有个三角位嘅，亦都系我哋正门嘅隔篱咧，我哋亦都喺地面咧，亦都做咗一啲绿化。即係其實我哋喺大部分市民會去到嘅地方咧，我哋都盡量係做一啲綠化噶啦。咁所以咧喺依一個部分係主要嘅部分啦。咁所以另外咧就係喺係啦西邊咧，我哋其實都係因為會 expose 翻出嚟嘅。咁所以我哋都會做一啲垂直綠化喺依度份。咁垂直綠化其實分咗兩部分啦，垂直嘅牆我哋真係做一啲攣藤嘅植物啦。咁亦都係我哋嗰個 podium 嘅平台。花園嗰度咧，我哋都將一啲植物係可以即係垂翻落嚟，咁變咗咧係即係相輔相成，咁變咗係垂直方面亦都有一啲嘅品種垂落嚟啲品種，咁盡量係將呢個立面咧係 soften 咗軟化咗，咁所以喺東面同埋西面咧呢兩個比較 exposed 嘅 elevation 咧，我哋都盡量做一啲垂直嘅綠化。喺呢個北面咧，因為隔離係有一個landscape 嘅平台啦，咁所以其實佢哋上面已經係一個好 extensive 嘅 landscaping 啦。咁我哋都係，所以我哋其實大部分嘅立面咧都係遮擋住嘅。咁所以我哋 expose 嘅部分，即係露出嚟嘅部分咧，我哋都喺個平台花園，亦都有啲希望有啲植物係可以垂翻落嚟，亦都係可以 soften 到依一個 expose 嘅立面咯嚇。咁至於向南邊嗰邊咧，其實佢同隔離嗰個雨金國風咧，其實係隔一條好窄嘅巷嘅啫。咁所以其實佢亦都係隔離嗰個雨金國風嗰個平台咧。都有15米高，其實基本上差唔多高過我哋嘅平台，所以望到呢一個立面嘅機會不大。咁所以咧，我哋就依度就除咗係平台嘅綠化垂翻落之外咧，就係個立面度咧就冇做到呢個垂直綠化。咁但係我哋覺得依家嘅佈局咧，就盡量係即係市民望到嘅立面咧，我哋都盡量做一啲綠化嘅設施嘅。咁至於屋頂方面咧，頭先提到就係咪可以做個 green roof 咧？咁其實暫時嚟講，因為我哋屋頂咧大部分都係俾一啲太陽能板啊或者再生能源咧，其實都已經佔據曬啦，剩低其實都好少部分。咁所以我哋其實 instead 喺屋頂咧，我哋就做咗個中庭啦 ，central courtyard 啦，同埋我哋有一個空中花園，咁就希望嗰啲警察啊或者啲員工啊係可以用呢啲部分嚟即係做一個 breakout area， 就 rather 係去屋頂咯嚇。唔該曬。
咁啊，關於啊 Suki 頭先講到，會唔會其實同海濱都可以有一啲緊密少少嘅聯繫咧？
呢個係講緊嗰個警察同佢嗰個將來喺海濱嗰個活動裏面嘅緊密聯繫咧。咁呢個就係警察嗰方面嘅 operational 嘅問題。咁我哋而家就俾阿 Mike Sharp 去回答呢個問題。
Afternoon, everybody. Okay, just in relation to Yamate Division, it is a division. It's part of Yaochim District, which is also Chimsa Choi Division. At the present moment, we run very large-scale crowd control and public order exercise operations out of Chimsa Choi Police Station, which is our district headquarters.This involves many, many different units. Now, we expect there's going to be an expansion of population on the West Kowloon Reclamation. Therefore, we are bidding for extra manpower to cope with that expansion. In respect of the West Kowloon Cultural District, which is part of the waterfront which you were discussing earlier, we've bid for an extra 43 posts. Out of that 43 posts,We will place a reporting center, well, this is planned, is whether it actually happens. We've planned to put a reporting center into the cultural district so that the mainland tourists, when they arrive in the cultural district, will be able to have a point of contact should they need police assistance. Also, we are expanding the CID team because we foresee an increase in our crime figures just by the expansion of the more people impacting on each other in the area. And of course, on top of that, we have our normal patrolling duties. During the build-up on the public consultation to the approval of funding of this project, we've agreed to put a reporting centre in the old police station. This was very much a concern of the local community because, they, as you are probably aware, the old station is ideally located central in the middle of the Amantea, and it's a very ideal position as it's quite close to Shanghai Street, the night market, and all those very, very busy areas where a lot of things happen. So we've agreed also to bid for an extra 8 posts to run a reporting centre in the old station to provide assistance to members of public in that area. Lastly, and slightly disconnected, when the West Callan terminus comes into operation, there'll be also another 29 posts going into the reporting centre inside the West Callan terminus. All these expansion of manpower will be absorbed. We've already planned to absorb this manpower into the new police station. It will remain a divisional station. The district headquarters and Chim Sha Choi division will still be operated elsewhere. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. That's very helpful, I think, and especially in relation to providing us an overview of the waterfront, okay, and police management of various events, you know, and the development in West Kowloon. So may I now invite other members for comments? Sujata?
Thank you, Chair. I may have missed it, but I was just wondering whether this building was going to be a green building, like for certification, and you know, whether it's aimed to be a zero carbon building, I'm not sure. But the other thing is vertical, you know, greening does not, as it was pointed out, does not need to be just for the podium. It can also be for the tower. And I also was particularly interested in to see what the interface was between the building edge and the landscape deck, where people will be walking. What is happening at that interface? Thank you.
Thank you. Franklin?
Thank you, Chair. When I see the rendering, I think the building does not have much color to it. So I would like to know whether it's the real color that's going to be there, and I would like to know whether there is consideration of the view from the park, like Sujata has mentioned, because on the north and also on the east, where the entrance of the what was that called? It's the Future Central Kowloon Landscape Deck. The entrance will be located next to the main entrance to the police station. And right now I see there is a high wall there on the left-hand side of that picture beside the number 3 there. So I wonder what the treatment would be there on that wall. Would that be just cladding like what's shown in the elevation, or is there consideration of putting some greening there also, such that it would be integrated with the elevated deck in the future? And one small point is can I see the site plan or location plan? And maybe one more slide before. Yes, this one. You see there is a piece of land between the site and the landscape deck there. Is that not part of your site, or is that part of your site? If that's not part of the site, then I propose to have that, well, maybe covered by the landscape deck also, because that would be like a hole in between the deck and the future police station. So, well, maybe that's not related to the project proponent, but then, well, I think we should also make this comment to the authorities.
或者我請你們回應的時候，即是 Sujata 和 Franklin， 或者我都跟你們講一講，我們其中今天有一位委員來不到 Paul Zimmerman， 他所講的其中一點其實跟 Sujata 都是一樣的，即譬如你看看這個圖裡面，其實那個 site 是紅色，綠色那個就是即那個 landscape deck， 那個綠色和紅色可不可以有多一些 integration 呢？可能其實你們都會有些考慮，譬如警局自己本身的運作各樣的東西，或者你們都可以解釋一下，即是你們有些什麼考慮，或者即是為什麼你們 會覺得其實那個 connection 會在ground level rather than 在這個 deck 的 level。 謝謝你，
很多謝寶貴的意見，或者我可以逐點地回答，如果我答不到的，或者我等我的同事都可以補充一下。剛才Dr. Sujata 問過的問題，就我們會不會一間green building， 其實是的，我們的設計是一間green building。剛才提過我們有很多環保的設施，我們盡量已經安排了，其實我們就是會aim for 這個beam plus 的 gold 的 rating 的，我們的設計方面也是反映到這個這樣 的方向的，也或者我開一張 slide 出來。咁亦都係我哋一系列嘅環保設施，亦都安排咗喺度咯。咁至於嗰、那個垂直綠化 （vertical greening） 方面咧，咁其實我哋亦都曾經考慮過，除咗喺個 podium 嘅部分之外咧，喺個塔樓可唔可以擺到一啲咧？咁其實但係我哋都要諗翻嗰個維修保養嘅問題，即係我哋day one 擺到好靚，咁但係發覺維修保養係做唔到，將來係即係枯謝咗嘅話，就其實都即係 serve 唔到嗰個 purpose。咁一暫時嚟講咧，因為嗰個維修保養係一個幾大嘅問題啦。咁特別係警察嗰、那個即係要一個好大嘅 burden 去佢哋要做一個好高層嘅綠化場去維修保養咧，亦都有一定嘅困難嘅。咁所以我哋就暫時個設計咧，就擺咗喺一個podium 嘅部分。咁亦都用一啲比較簡單嘅工具或者簡單嘅設施咧，就可以做到一般嘅維修保養。咁我哋亦都可以make sure 嗰個 vertical greening 係一個係好好嘅 condition 啦。咁同埋個 podium 係人去到嘅地方，啲花王去到嘅地方，我哋都盡量做廣植樹木。咁因為依一度維修保養係比較容易，咁所以咧我哋都將大部分嘅綠化嘅設施安排喺依度。咁亦都係希望一啲綠化可以垂到落去嗰個外牆度，亦都係幫助到依、這個外牆嘅綠化嘅部分嚇。咁樣頭先亦都Frank 亦都提過，即、就、係、是、我哋有一個即係依幅外牆。是不是會有少少的處理呢？其實我們都考慮到這個問題，但是因為這幅外牆其實已經是緊貼住我們的界線的，其實如果我們擺了一些很大量 的綠化在這裡，也都將來的維修保養的而且確是會有一定的問題，因為我們要去進入了隔離的地盤才可以做到一定的維修保養，變成將來的 maintenance 方面是會有一定的困難的。咁但係我哋都唔會話因為咁而唔做任何嘅綠化，咁亦都我哋會其實集中處理喺個 podium 頂嘅綠化嗰度咧，就希望能夠做到一啲 softening 嘅 edge， 都希望咧俾夠時間嘅話咧，佢一啲攣藤嘅植物行嘅可以真真正正行嘅做到 soften 咗依個 expose 嗰個 edge。咁至於後面依幅牆咧，就因為嗰個 landscape deck 已經個綠化平台已經係去到一個相當嘅高度，咁我哋大部分嘅外牆咧都已經係被遮擋住啦，咁我哋就等依一個綠化平台去做依個嘅綠化嘅設施嚇。咁亦都係頭先提過顏色嘅方面啦，咁我哋而家嘅設計咧就係、是用一啲銀灰色、銀白色嘅鋁板啦，咁依個只不過係我哋嘅 solid 即係。嘅部分係用一啲鋁板，咁但係其實大部分咧，我哋係採用一啲透明嘅玻璃，咁其實盡量係將間 building 係盡量 transparent， 盡量透明一啲啦，咁同埋亦都盡量即係採取自然嘅天然嘅光線，咁所以見到我哋間 building 大部分嘅立面咧都係一個 curtain walling 嚟嘅，咁除咗一啲機電嘅設施啊，或者垂直嘅樓梯嘅部分，我哋係用一啲 鋁板遮擋住之外咧，咁其實大部分都係一啲嘅玻璃嘅。咁其實玻璃有好處，頭先提過啦，同埋咧就儘量係都反映翻個藍天啊，即係變咗周圍嘅環境係咩色嘅話咧，其實都會有一個好活潑嘅 reflection 出現咗出嚟嘅。咁亦都係能夠希望即係做到個警署能夠融入周圍嘅環境啦。咁至於最後一個問題咧，就係話即係依一個綠化平台同我哋個警署嘅關係。咁其實而家據我哋所知咧，我哋嗰個外牆咧，其實就係緊貼住我哋嘅界邊噶啦。咁所以其實剩低嘅空地係可唔可以填咧？就其實即係對於我哋嚟講，我哋即係做唔到咩嘢。咁亦都要睇下隔離嗰個將來嘅發展，將來嘅設計係咪可以即係take into account 一個咁樣嘅 comment 啦。咁暫時嚟講咧，佢個綠化平台同我哋嗰個警署中間係一個有一個一米闊嘅維修空間嘅，因為其實依個綠化平台本身係一個 elevated 嘅 platform， 佢亦都需要一定嘅維修保養。咁但係佢維修保養就唔係架車駛得入去啦。咁通常一米高已經係一米闊已經係足夠一般嘅維修人員啦入去做到好簡單嘅維修保養咯。咁所以就暫時嗰個關係就係咁樣噶啦。
係咪有補充啊？
系，唔該啊 ，Chairman。就即係其實咧，我諗我哋即係我哋呢個委員會個 task force， 咁我哋就成個咁樣嚟睇啦。咁所以即係有啲嘢我哋都明白，即係個 project proponent 可能做唔到，因為喺個界線外邊。咁但係即係我諗我哋可以要求，即係如果第時管理嗰、那個landscape deck 嗰個部門咧，可唔可以要求即係話？喺而家可能已經寫咗，但係即係話可唔可以係嗰幅牆？如果你哋係保養唔到，因為佢已經緊貼個 landscape deck 咧，係交而係即係做啲嘢，但係需要保養嘅時候咧，交俾個 landscape deck 嗰邊去保養。咁而係即係今日如果可以已經知道係邊一個去做管理嘅話咧，將咁就變咗今日你哋要同佢傾咁做一啲適當，佢哋認為佢哋都保養到嘅嘢喺嗰度。咁我相信就長遠嚟講，因為我哋。即係以可能係十零廿年之後，我哋睇翻咧都唔會即係見到一幅牆咧就啱喺就係嗰個入口嗰度，咁就次次啲人用都喺度諗緊點解嗰度會係一塊塊鋁板而唔係一啲植物啊，或者即係一啲比較點啊嗰個 interface 會好啲嘅嘢咧咁去。咁同埋頭先嗰個啱聽到有一米嘅範圍喺你哋個site裏邊定外邊嘅？
西外邊嘅喺即係隔離嘅地盤，佢哋有一米嘅維修嘅 service lane， 但就係 outside 我哋嘅 boundary 嘅。
或者我補充其實我哋同Highways Department 嘅即係路政署嘅同事咧，由今年嘅六月直至而家，我哋曾經開過兩次會嘅啦。咁我哋都係為咗嗰個我哋叫 interface 咧，即係大家我哋叫吸即係我哋個共同嘅界線之間點處理，同埋正如好似正我哋提到，究竟即係將來維修保養問題啊，嗰度究竟嗰、那個外牆嗰、那個物料係乜嘢啊？點樣可以令到嗰個環境更加好啊？咁我哋係做緊嘅。咁其實咧就你見到我哋張圖咧，發覺個窿喺度咧，其實嗰張圖係進化緊嘅。但我哋而家用緊咧就係手頭上同埋喺即係網上面攞到嘅資料。咁因為我哋佢哋仲係做緊，我哋係即係有啲戰。即係最 latest 嘅資料咧，我哋可能暫時未方便公布，即係因為係路政署負責，應該係我哋會即係你嘅提議，我哋都會轉介咗俾路政署嘅。咁另外咧就正話講緊個一米嗰度咧，其實已經進化緊，一開始咧就諗緊係兩米嘅，因為可能容易啲去處理，同埋如果你一米就變咗係即係個處理手法係難啲啊，咁啊闊啲會其實係好啲，咁同埋喺保安方面咧，就警署嗰邊咧都係即係希望可以會有即係闊少少會好啲嘅。咁當然我哋要喺中間攞個平衡，我哋就會同佢哋一齊會傾。咁或者唔知警務處有冇補充？
係咁多謝啊主席同埋委員嘅提問先啦。咁其實咧喺 interface 嗰度，我哋都曾經有考慮過喺平台嗰度咧，可唔可以直接入到嚟我哋警署？其實呢個咧，我哋係都放棄咗嘅，因為咧基本上我哋知道個平台咧就唔會係廿四小時開放啦。咁就算如果佢哋係想嚟警署報案，都唔會特登上平台先落翻嚟地下入嚟嘅。咁我哋主要咧就係得一個入口入到我哋警署，無論係市民同埋警方方面都係一個入口入。咁我哋容易啲控制啲，喺保安方面咧都係做得會好啲嘅。唔該曬。
在。Peter， 跟住阿劉生，好嗎？
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, the old Yomati Police Station is a landmark, and that's why it's now a listed building. I'm actually rather astonished that such a massive building of 11 stories is really required to replace that lovely old building, which I'm glad to see is going to be preserved, although we are not told what it's going to be preserved for. I'm even more surprised that the public seems, according to the paper, to be positively clamouring for a new police station in Hong Kong. Hong Kong never ceases to surprise me, I have to say. But I do wonder why such a high allocation of police, or why with such a high allocation of police to population in Hong Kong, which is extremely high, we need such a staggering increase in police manpower. And the fact that we're doing it in anticipation of a rise in crime levels is frankly depressing. What depresses me even more is that really in many places, certainly in the West, they're at last realizing that there is an equation between dismal urban environment and rising crime levels. And it seems to me that in this area, of course, the police aren't to blame for this, but the planning of this wider area is really going to be pretty terrible. It's worth stating, as we so often do, that while a large deck can be well landscaped, and of course it looks very nice in plan form, full of green, it'll take years to develop like that. And the ground plane is important. And we are tending these days, I think, and it comes out in all these discussions. I frankly don't want to know about aluminium windows. We're tending to use greening devices as a consolation for poorly scaled architecture and poorly reconciled urban design interfaces, and I think we really need to be getting back to first base there. The architecture is frankly grim, and it seems to illustrate that whilst architects did know how to design public buildings 50 or 100 years ago, we're going backwards here, and it adds absolutely nothing, as far as I can see, to the urban design of the area. Sky gardens for police use and energizing devices like screen walls, they are not a substitute for good urban design. And frankly, and I'm here to tell you, as an architect, planner, and urban designer, in 10 years' time, this area is going to be pretty lousy for anybody trying to walk through on foot at ground level. It's in fact taking on all the characteristics of one of those schemes which we occasionally use at the university to tell students how not to plan for an area. But I suppose it might in future be used for yet more Hollywood horror movies. Thank you.
Thank you. 劉生。
就住頭先啲 member 去提咧，亦都聽到警務處嗰個答覆咧，其實就即係我聽落去咧，就嗰個有個幾大嘅 variant 上到，因為啲 members 我哋頭先聽到咧，就係希望嗰個 so called 嗰個 connection 咧。就希望有個 connection 喺度，但係而家從警務處嘅角度去睇，就應該完全分開一米或者唔夠嘅啦，即兩米就會唔會其實第時喺個人流管制或者第時你哋去警員去巡嗰個 landscape deck 嘅時候，其實會唔會係如果有一個 connection 喺度，其實係會係好啲咧？即係未必係一個好闊嘅 connection， 但係 at least 由動警署去到嘅 landscape deck 係好快速就已經去到，其實係合理啲嘅咧。
多謝你，劉生，或者Franklin， 你講埋我哋先回應啊，好嘛？
多謝主席。咁就都係講翻個 interface 嗰樣嘢咧。咁今日如果係路政署負責嗰笪地方咧，咁我相信我哋都可能即係因為呢個 project 咧，我哋會可能要要求埋路政署已經開始佢前期嘅設計咧，或者係。嗰個即係直情要加入埋去呢一度咧，嚟到講將來嗰度會點樣處理。如果唔係咧，就即係有即係以前咁樣嘅一笪笪地方去做咧，就變咗嗰個 interface 永遠都做唔好。咁就呢個一樣嘢。另外一樣我都贊成劉生頭先講咧，其實冇理由喺個 landscape deck 要去嘅時候要落翻去地下再兜一個圈先去翻到。明明咧就喺個 building 咧望出去就已經係嘅，即係比較即係。聽落去唔係好合理嗰一樣嘢。
過嚟或者發展局個 Winnie 都想講一講。
我用中文讲，咁我諗其实聽到委員啲意見嘅，大家對於其實所有喺海濱發展嘅一啲項目咧，都好關注，包括係佢嘅設計啦、connectivity 啦等等咁樣。不過我希望members 都會理解到或者明白到咧，其實我哋而家講緊嗰個 project 其實係一個差館，一個 police station。咁會唔會即係需要喺一個花園平台可以直接入得到個警署呢樣嘢，我諗其實正如阿 Madam 頭先所講啦，其實佢哋都有一個保安方面嘅考慮。咁我諗同其他嘅一啲項目嚟講咧，可能會有少少嘅即係需要考慮嘅方面咧，可能會多少少嘅，亦都可能有少少唔同嘅嘅 treatment 嘅。至於 members 可能 concern 緊，即係 more concern 可能係即係公眾 access 到嘅地方，包括可能呢個 landscape deck 咧。其實就我哋一路都同翻相關部門，包括 highways 啦，或者將來嘅 possible 嘅一啲 management agents 咧，我哋會繼續睇究竟點樣公眾可以更容易喺四方八面去到呢個公眾平台，或者 through 呢個平台去到喺個區內嘅其他地方嘅。至於你話呢個警署係唔係要直接 connect 到去個平台呢，其實我諗可能大家喺呢、這個考慮上面，希望可以即係理解到其實部門之間可能其實各自嘅部門會有特殊嘅一啲考慮，去睇究竟嗰個 connectivity to 一啲 open space 呢，可能未必係如大家所睇得到，或者係或者係其實話公眾係咪需要直接入得到個警署呢，呢一個係咪常常要入到個警署呢，呢樣嘢。咁我諗呢一個我希望可以等部門如果可以supplement 嘅話，可以再解釋多少少，令到即係委員有一個理解，即係點解呢一個project 唔特別去 connect to 一個附近嘅一個公或者叫公園或者 open space 嘅設施咯。
好，麻煩你哋回應啊。
我哋由 Mike Sharp 去講講關於個保安嗰方面嘅要求。
Okay, sorry, can I just come back to the point about the increase in numbers of police? Actually, you have to remember that when we do increase our numbers, I'm deafening myself here, if we're increasing the numbers, we're having to do that for a 24-hour basis. So when you break the numbers down, that means three shifts plus extra specialities of different units. So the numbers, when you actually spread them over a 24-hour period, they're not actually a very big increase in numbers. Now, when this project is, when the police station is finished and we decant from the old station to the new station, the reporting centre will open up in the old station. We fully expect to receive over 50 to 60% of our walk-in complaints, or let's call it walk-in trade, for ease of speak, to come into the old station, because the public will be very reluctant to change their habits. They like to come to the original old station because they recognise it, and we realise that, and we've had to take that advice from the local people and respond to that need. In position on to the subject of the deck, I mean, obviously we as the police, we just have to do what we're told and then provide our own security advice. It is a police station. It also is a possible terrorist target. It's also a possible target for internal security matters, when the public may not be happy with the things that we've done. They may like to come and cause a disturbance at the station. This, unfortunately, is a fact of life of police work, and we have to look at the station in a different type of format than you would, say, a library or a college or anything else. So we have to have some form of separation between our station and the public access areas. We have a policy now in the Hong Kong Police Force of barrier-free access, and this is across the board. There's a fine example in this building here of escalators and various ramps so that people who cannot use their legs can move their wheelchairs around the building. We also, as a police force, have to comply with that requirement. With the current design, we're providing barrier-free access into all our report room facilities, which means we focus on the main point of entrance, which is the report room at the roundabout at the Yao Cheng Road.
This is a requirement that we have to comply with, and I'm sure it'd be beneficial if we kept it to that. If we were to have any entrance coming in off the deck, we would actually have to spend a lot more money on entrance facilities, such as lift mechanisms or something else like that, and also probably extra police officers for security or other types of security construction. That I can't really comment on because we've never actually moved on to that subject. But as far as the our thoughts behind it was that we must comply with barrier-free access, and what's been provided so far achieves that aim.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. I think, you know, especially as what you have mentioned, you know, from the police point of view, it is, if you look at what has happened in Western Kowloon, the population has really increased dramatically over the years. And on the other hand, we also have, you know, want to have a lot of mega events on the waterfront, like on the Tsim Sha Tsui. So that's also a need for the police force, in a sense, to support it. So we do think that you also have put into a lot of environmental features in your design. We hope that you can incorporate the comments that you have heard from members today to finalize the final design. In a sense, if the police need to be, the police station need to be segregated, you know, for security and for valid reason, we just hope that you can further, you know, work with the highways department as you have done in the previously to soften that landscape of that interface. That would be something that we would love to see, so that the entire police station can really fit into the entire environment of the waterfront. Thank you very much for coming to the presentation today. It has been very useful. Thank you.